I think that the ACLU of Arizona has lost their mind.
It is unbelievable. The lawsuit, well, they've filed a couple of lawsuits against the Phoenix PD after what happened last August when the Trump train came into town and things got a little out of hand.
Yes.
And the Phoenix PD squashed a bunch of ne'er-do-wells from doing what they thought they could possibly do to people in the streets.
Sure.
So last week we talked about the lawsuit. Now what the ACLU is doing, the attorneys for the ACLU have filed a motion and they're seeking a temporary restraining order against the Phoenix PD. Now, wait a minute. Not against the ACLU, but against them.
So the ACLU goes to court, right?
Yeah.
And they say, we want a temporary restraining order against the Phoenix Police Department, meaning they can't show up at a Trump rally.
Yeah, it's not against it. Because usually when you take out a restraining order, it's, I don't want somebody to come near me or I'm in fear of my life or,
right.
or you know. This is about a Trump rally that may or may not happen at the end of this month or next month.
It sounds to me like the ACLU wants to ban the Phoenix PD from protecting people at Trump's rally sometime later this month.
But can they do that?
I don't know.
Let's ask somebody who's much smarter than us, Monica Lindstrom, Mack and Gatos legal expert.
98% of the audience.
Monica's on the phone.
Hi, Monica.
Yeah, hi, Monica.
Hi, guys.
All right, let's ask her then. All right, so Monica, can the ACLU actually seek a temporary restraining order against a law enforcement agency, basically stopping them from doing their job?
Your question was, can they seek it? Absolutely, because they have. They've already filed the motion. They've already filed the request for the TRO. The real question is, can they succeed? And I would say it depends on the judge that they're in front of. Some judges on the right day might say, you know what, this is a good idea. This is a reparable injury, or there's a possibility of a reparable injury here, so I'm going to go ahead and grant it. Other judges might say exactly what you said, Gatos. How can we stop the police from using their best judgment in protecting us?
I don't get it. I'm with Chief Jerry Williams. This is what she said about what happened last year at the Trump rally and why the Phoenix PD had to act the way that they did.
They had backpacks, they had water bottles, they put on gas masks, you name it. And something was thrown at the direction of the line of officers that were placed, to the point to where our officers didn't even have their gas masks on. So as a result of that, our officers reacted to that threat of criminal behavior, because keep in mind, our bottom line at that time in the context of what's going on is the preservation of life and property.
All right, so that's Chief Jerry Williams saying exactly what happened. You had bad people, and they were starting to attack the police, and the police said, yeah, we're going to squash this. So, Monica, can I sue the ACLU for being a bunch of idiots, going and wasting everybody's time and trying to sue not only the Phoenix PD, but sue Jerry Williams and have a restraining order against the Phoenix PD so they can't come anywhere near Trump?
Well, of course, right? You can always try to sue, but you're not going to be successful with that. I want you to think about this from a strategy standpoint. So the ACLU is saying, court, please tell the Phoenix PD that they cannot use this type of excessive force unless they first give a very clear, loud, audible warning to everybody that this is going to happen. That's what they want the court to do. The court could go either way, 50-50 on whether it's going to order that or not. But what the ACLU is doing is putting it out there for the public to know and for the Phoenix Police Department to know, hey, look, you can't do this. We're checking you. We're reminding you that you can't just use excessive force willy-nilly, right? You have to go through these steps. So I think from a strategy standpoint, the ACLU is making a very good move here, because whether they get the temporary restraining order or not, the reality is no one's going to stop the police from using the type of force that they believe is necessary in this situation. But they're at least letting the public and the police department know that it has to mind its P's and Q's and it has to follow the rules. It can't just do what it wants to do with no good reason.
Okay, Monica Lindstrom, Mack and Gatos legal expert. You just answered the question that I was going to ask. Can a judge stop a law enforcement agency from doing their job when they deem it necessary to serve for the safety of the community? And you're saying
no.
Not necessarily. Right. Okay. You're saying no, but this is more strategy rather than trying to promote chaos and anarchy in the street when Trump comes to town.
Yeah, I think it's more the strategy. A court cannot tell the police department, you can't use,
right,
you know, this type of force. It just can't be done. That steps on
or
the police
stand
department.
Idly by if people are right. reckless in the street. Right, okay.
And police aren't going to do that. They're trained to serve and protect and use their brains, right, to make sure nothing bad happens or to protect people. So they're not going to listen to the court order anyway if it means, you know, they can't protect people. So it's again, I think it's more strategy. I know I said that again, but I also want to point out that the ACLU is not asking the court to tell the police that they can't use any kind of force. It's just saying, court, remind the police in order that the police first have to go through the steps. They have to analyze the situation. They have to decide what type of force to use, and they have to let the crowd know, hey, you guys need to disperse right now, or we're going to release tear gas in 5 minutes or 3 minutes or 1 minute, or we're going to shoot projectiles into the crowd. You need to disperse now. The ACLU wants the police department to give sufficient audible warning before it happens. And I think, you know, that's a good idea. But regardless, the police are going to do what they've been trained to do and what's necessary.
All right. Thanks, Monica. We appreciate it.
Bye, guys.
Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos legal expert. What is the end game for the ACLU trying to get the Phoenix PD banned from Trump's Valley rally?
I think it's to try to allow people with a very different point of view to come to town and to start crap and to mix it up. And if you're telling the Phoenix PD they have to follow some kind of P's and Q's and warn people, what a lot can happen within 30 seconds.
Yeah.
A lot can happen within a minute.
Yeah.
And if you can't react, or if there's a threatening of a lawsuit or whatever, does that change the way the Phoenix PD should react? I would hope not.
End game, though. They hate Trump. They hate Antifa.
Who, the ACLU?
Yeah, yeah. But they want Antifa to come out
right.
and start a problem
right.
at the Trump rally. And it sounds like the ACLU is encouraging violence. In a way.
You could read into
yeah,
that.
Yeah. We want violence, so how do we get violence? Because we want to make Trump look bad, and we want Antifa to look bad, because they were here the last time that screwed everything up. So how do we make them both look bad? We make sure that Antifa is there, and they just run reckless. And there's no Phoenix
that.
Police Department
yeah,
to
I,
stop
I,
them.
I still,
that's what the ACLU wants. They're a bunch of nuts.
I still don't understand why we're talking about what happened the last time Trump came to town and another lawsuit
yeah.
a year later from the ACLU. I just, it could have been a heck of a lot worse, and it wasn't.
The police did a great job.
So did I.
Fantastic job. Do the same thing if anything goes wrong this time around and
yeah.
screw what the ACLU wants. All right.